It's 836, 24 before the hour of 9 o'clock on the morning drive with Casey and Elliot. Our next guest on our Newsmaker Hotline today is Alan Dershowitz, author of Guilt by Accusation, The Challenge of Proving Innocence in the Age of Hashtag Me Too. Professor Dershowitz, one of the most celebrated lawyers in America, the youngest professor in Harvard Law School history. He is still there as the Frankfurter Professor of Law Emeritus, and he joins us now on our Newsmaker Hotline. Professor, good morning. Welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you. I may have been the youngest, and I'm now one of the oldest.
Years old. You were the youngest, but after all, that's 3 years ago. So,
still writing books, and my new book, Guilt by Accusation, you can get for $2 on Kindle now. So there's no excuse for not reading it, because what happened to me could happen to your son, your father, your uncle, your brother, your husband, false accusation, and how to try to fight it. This is a case where I didn't even know the woman. I never met her, and yet the accusation persists, despite me finding emails from her admitting she never met me.
Professor, let me ask you, talking about false accusations, we now have two accusations against the president, articles of impeachment. My first question is, until they actually pass those documents along to the Senate, is he actually impeached?
That's a real question. How many angels can dance on the head of a pin? It's a very abstract question. I think it will never be answered, because I think the articles will be forwarded to the Senate, and the Senate will have a trial. What kind of trial is still a little up in the air. But if they were to refuse to send the articles forward, then the impeachment would disappear. It would be like a prosecutor indicting somebody, saying, look, I know we can't ever bring you to trial because you'd be acquitted, so we're just going to indict you and let the indictment hang over your head for the rest of your life. There, the Constitution says no, because you have a right to a speedy trial. There's nothing about speedy trial in impeachment in the Constitution. But Hamilton in Federalist 65 says clearly once the president's impeached, he has to be immediately subject to trial so he can acquit himself, and the lingering stigma of an impeachment won't hang over him forever.
Senator Hawley has introduced a motion that giving Speaker Pelosi till January 12th, this Sunday, to deliver the articles, or it would be dismissed. Would it be fair to say that if Speaker Pelosi does not deliver the articles, that she herself could be charged with obstruction of justice?
Well, it's not obstruction of justice, but it would be obstruction of the Senate. She is obstructing the Senate in much the same way she accuses Trump of obstructing the House. She's refusing to cooperate and do her duty and do her job. Look, I don't think either of those would be deemed impeachable offenses. They're political sins, and there is legal recourse. If Pelosi were to announce that she's not going to send the articles to the Senate, I think Trump's lawyers could then go to court and have the impeachment dismissed and declared to be moot.
Professor, you noted that it would be Federalist 65 would be your reference point. Why not Federalist 10, which talks directly about how to reconcile citizens with interests contrary to the rights of others? Because you do have a conflict of interests here.
There's no question about that. And there's also Federalist 78, which talks about no House of Congress can ever act in a way inconsistent with the Constitution. And if they do, their actions are void. And that's the word used by Hamilton, void. And I think the actions of the House would be void if they refused to send the articles to the Senate. I think they're going to send it. It's my view they're going to send it, but we'll wait and see.
We have no choice. We're talking with Professor Alan Dershowitz, the book Guilt by Accusation. And I know you've taken a lot of heat for things you've said on Fox and so on and so forth, but one thing you've been very consistent on, Professor, is due process. Are you concerned? It looks like the president did not get due process in this whole impeachment procedure. Again, in the hashtag MeToo movement era, is due process at great jeopardy here based on the thing that has to be done? The accusation is made, and everybody in the court of public opinion, you are judged guilty.
Absolutely. And the ACLU is dead in the water when it comes to this. They're not concerned about due process as long as the person denied due process is somebody they don't like,
right?
Whether it be somebody who's charged with a sex offense on a college or university campus, or the president of the United States, or anybody else.
And or so how about a federal judge? How about a federal judge waiting to become a Supreme Court justice?
Yeah. No, there's no question about that. And everybody's entitled to due process. but the ACLU has given up on both due process and freedom of speech because the left, the hard left, doesn't care about process. They just care about results. They want to get to the ends, justify whatever means necessary, and that's what's going on in the Me Too movement. It's going on with the impeachment.
The Harvey Weinstein trial is underway in New York City. I'm sure you're watching this one very closely. Yeah. Would you want to be on that team?
Well, you know, I represented Miramax many years ago when they were getting their films like Clerks rated, and I argued the ratings in front of the Motion Picture Association of America. So I've known Weinstein for a long time, and you know, I'm watching the trial. His lawyer is a friend of mine. Occasionally they'll give me a call, and it's a very, very interesting case. And the important thing is to distinguish between harassment, which is not a crime, or quid pro quo, to go back to the impeachment. You know, I'll give you a film or a role if you sleep with me. Those are sins, but they're not crimes, mm-hmm. and actual rape. And I think the government's going to have a hard time proving actual rape that is physical force. But, you know, let's see what the evidence shows.
Well, because Epstein can point at emails he received from individuals, you know, following the point at which some of the individuals saying that he raped them, looking for a continuing relationship of some form.
Yeah, I actually helped his team get those emails because I also got emails in my case from my accuser admitting that she never met me and never heard of me, had to be told who I was. And so I sent them over my materials that I prevailed and got the secreted emails, and I think they used some of that material to get their emails. Look, everybody's entitled to emails that are exculpatory. It's also part of the Constitution, Brady versus Maryland. You're entitled to exculpatory material, and the government is obligated to turn it over to you.
Very good. The book is Guilt by Accusation. Professor Alan Dershowitz, thanks for spending some time with us this morning. Best of luck on the book.
My pleasure. Thank you.